蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
有时我们走在大街上传福音，问人家信不信神，多数情况下他们的回答是不信，也有少数时候回答是信的。然而当我们进一步再问，你信的是怎样的一位神呢，得到答案就会千奇百怪，让我们咂舌了。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐欣，和我共同主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. And I'm really looking forward to a series we're starting today, and we're calling it Verses Not in the Bible. Now, that may sound a little unusual, but not to worry. Here's where we're going with this. We've all heard things, and maybe even said things, that people thought were in the Bible, but they really aren't. Some of them are true enough, though slightly out of context, others are just plain wrong. I want us to look together to God's Word and see how five verses not in the Bible stack up. And in a moment, we're going to be looking at what might be the most famous verse of all not in the Bible. I'm sure you've heard it before. God helps those who help themselves. That is the Jasper Street Company singing a phrase that actually goes back to Greece and Aesop's fables, but it was made popular in English by Benjamin Franklin back in the 1700s. So look as hard as you can. You're never going to find God helps those who help themselves in the Bible. But what you do find over and over again in Scripture is the reality that God does help those who cannot help themselves.
说来呢，也真的是很巧，就在一个月之前，乐心教会里面就有一个慕道友向牧师提出了同样的问题，问牧师如何看待天助自助者。我们的牧师马上就回应道，这个是世界的看法，不是圣经的意思，圣经没有一句经文讲到了天助自助者。同样呢，这也让我想到了几年前在跟一个从小玩到大的好朋友传福音时，他声称自己是个佛教徒，但是又很清楚自己要是真的遇到什么状况的时候呢，信佛只是一种精神寄托，重点呢还是得靠自己。我们能不能说一个区分基督教信仰和其他宗教的简单方法，就是看你到底是依靠自己呢，还是依靠创造万物的主宰耶和华神呢？今天蓝天绿洲来到全新的系列，是的，这次的标题非常的有意思，叫做没有出现在圣经里的话。我们要和你分享的就是那些乍听之下好像有道理，好像符合圣经的教导，可实际上呀并不是圣经的观点，也不是神的意思。天主自助者就是其中一个了，它也是我们今天要特别讨论的。这句话给人一种什么感觉呢？就好像我和神之间是合伙人的关系，我完成了我的这部分，无论我要负责的这部分占多小的比例，我都有义务和责任去完成它，然后我的合伙人上帝才会履行他的那部分职责。这个观点在世界上如此的流行并不奇怪，因为有很多人对上帝的认识就是这样的，他们认为上帝坐在高天宝座之上，他无视于人类的痛苦和磨难，他确实有大能呀，动动手指头就能够解救人类于水深火热之中。但是呢，这个上帝似乎更乐于看人类在痛苦中大声地向他求助的那副可怜的模样。上帝就那么静静地坐着， 看我们在泥土中挣扎，直到他觉得够了，觉得没意思了，再打个哈欠，眯着左眼把我们救出来。雷辛记得小时候看动画片，里面的希腊神明宙斯就是这样子的。身为基督徒的我们，今天有没有仍然被世界对上帝的错误认识影响着呢？我相信答案多多少少是有的。我们拿世界对上帝的看法这副眼镜来看圣经中的上帝，于是就出现了很多疑问，很多不明白的地方。热心的祷告就是让我们回到圣经，回到神的话语上，让神亲自的来告诉我们他是怎样的一位神，让圣灵亲自的来解读由他所启示出来的字句是什么意思。一首诗歌之后呢，就进入到 Charles 的分享。
As we open with a group called Fee, and all because of Jesus.
Giver of every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to you be the glory. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one could comprehend your worth. King over all the universe, to you be the glory. I'm alive because I'm alive in you, and it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's all because the blood of Jesus.
It covers me and raised this dead man's life.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
Breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to you be the glory. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one can comprehend your worth. King over all the universe, to you be the glory. And I'm because I'm alive in you, and it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's all because the blood of Jesus.
It covers me and raised this dead man's life. Sings your grace, the universe cries out your praise. I'm singing freedom all my days, now that I'm alive. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's all because Jesus, I'm alive.
Because of Jesus, I'm alive.
Yeah, it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ.
Because the blood of Jesus.
It covers me and raised this dead man's life. It's all because of you.
Haven today, and this is day one in a series we're calling Verses Not in the Bible, and we opened with All Because of Jesus by the group called Fee. We're talking about the idea of God helping those who help themselves. We've all heard people say this. Maybe you've said it. I've heard politicians, even pastors, and parents say it, but it is not a biblical idea. I want you to hear an example of how it's often used from a conversation between Grandpa and Billy in the 1974 film Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, shucks, you'll have your own hounds before long.
I don't know, Grandpa. Sometimes I think God don't want me to have any.
That so? Why?
Well, I've been asking him for dogs as long as I can remember. Nothing's happened yet.
It could be that you ain't doing your fair share.
What do you mean?
Well, if God was a mind to get your dogs as slick as cutting lard, he'd be doing all the work. That wouldn't be good for your character.
I don't want character. I want dogs.
You want dogs bad enough, Billy, you're going to get dogs. But you want his help, you're going to have to meet him halfway.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What do you think about it?
Well, what do you think? Profound words from Grandpa? Actually, it is profoundly, really, wrong. I know some people mean well when they say it, but meeting God halfway, doing your bit and he'll do the rest, God helps those who help themselves. It is just not what the Bible teaches anywhere. Sure, there are things we're called to do as Christians, but do we do them out of our own strength and by our own efforts? Well, let's look together at what God's Word does teach. What I want us to see is that the Bible turns this little saying on its head. God helps those who cannot help themselves. That's what the Bible teaches, and we see it three ways. First, our salvation is from the Lord. That's a good thing, too, because none of us can save ourselves. Sometimes people talk about our spiritual condition before the Lord like Miracle Max and his mostly dead diagnosis.
His daddy can't talk.
Look who knows so much, huh? Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
That's Billy Crystal in The Princess Bride. So, what does the Bible say? Are we spiritually misguided and in need of getting our acts together? Are we just sick and in need of a doctor? Are we mostly dead? No. The Bible says we are all dead before Christ. Ephesians 2:1, as for you, Paul said, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Dead is dead. There's no coming back from it unless a miracle happens. The Bible says we are reborn. We are made alive when we are reborn. I know I've said this before, but let me say it again. Two of the most beautiful words in all the Bible are found in Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. That's Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. It is no 50-50 effort. It's not even 60-40. It's not even 90-10. It is 100% all by grace that we are saved. And of course, Paul goes on to say that it's all of grace so that no one but the Lord can get the credit. No boasting. God helps those who cannot help themselves, and that means glory goes to him. But there's a second thing we learn, and that is our sanctification is from the Lord. Now, you might hear that word sanctification, and you might shudder a little bit because it has been so misused. And it's been made into a burden. I know I've experienced that before. Sanctification, if you don't know, it's another way of saying growing in holiness or growing in Christ-likeness. And sometimes it can sound like it's all about what you need to do. And you feel like you just don't have it in you. But that's not how it works. No, it is a work of God's grace within us as well. It's not a 50-50 effort more than when we're first saved and given new life. We grow in our new life in Christ by the grace of God as well. Let's look at how this works in Paul's letter to the Philippians. He writes in chapter 2, verse 12, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Now, sometimes when we hear that, we do need to obey the Lord. The message stops right there. Be good, fear, tremble, work. That's a horrible message. And it's basically what God helps those who help themselves boils down to when we think about living the Christian life. But Paul doesn't stop there. He says in verse 13, "It is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." In fact, I left out a word. Verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you." Let me paraphrase this just to try and show you how beautiful this truth really is. I want to encourage you, Philippian brothers and sisters, God is at work in you. He's giving you the desire to serve him, and he is the one who makes you live according to his purpose. And you're doing great. Keep walking in your salvation with awestruck wonder and reverence because the holy God who is working in you. I think that's a pretty good paraphrase. When we see it like this, it is so freeing and even makes us excited to pursue the Lord and live so as to please him because we know that it is really his Spirit at work within us. Without that, we'd never grow in faith. We can't help ourselves, but God can, and he promises he will.
神能够帮助我们，而且他应许了会帮助我们。当我们说到 God promise 的时候，会把 promise 翻译成应许。这个词还有答应、承诺的意思。其实，在日常生活当中，我们会出现的对话内容就是包含了你答应过我做这件事的，你答应过我和我一起去旅行的，你答应了我生日那天要陪我一起过的。在这样的对话当中，我们曾是那么的充满期待，满心盼望的等着那天的到来，等着那个还没有兑现的承诺马上就要兑现。然而很多时候呢，期待落空了，盼望变成失望了。但是神却不像人，神从来就不会给我们开空头支票。你有没有试过列举一系列神无法做到的事情呢？你没有听错，我说的就是列出一些神办不到的事情。你当然会说神是无所不能的，天底下哪会有是他无法成就的事呢？可是乐心至少就想到了几个。第一个就是神办不到说谎，他办不到给出了应许却不成就，因为这个是与他的本性相违背的。圣经上不是多次记载说神是信实的吗？这个意思不就是说神会守约到永远吗？既然如此，他就不能也不会令我们的期待落空，让我们感到失望。那么神应许了我们什么呢？主耶稣说，你们要住在我里面，我就住在你们里面。神从来没有说你们救自己吧，而是他亲自的救我们脱离黑暗的权势，让我们出死入生，让我们成为后嗣。而在这之后呢，神要我们像他一样的圣洁，走一条成圣的道路。这条道路他没有指示出来让我们自己走， 他的意思是陪着我们走，更准确的来说呢，是引导我们走，他在前面开道路。你有没有想过，其实从一开始神向人类启示他自己的时候，就是把他自己给了我们呢。他从来没有一个意思说在某个阶段我不和你们同行了，你们自己看着办吧。在旧约的时代，神向人启示圣父，到了耶稣的时代，神向人启示圣子，再到后来，神向人启示圣灵，说凡是信他儿子名的人就领受圣灵作为印记。以弗所书说，这圣灵就是我们将来得基业的凭据，我们是有圣灵的，这是神的其中一个位格呀，圣灵内住在我们里面。你知道你永远都不孤单了吗？因为神与你同在。今天我们要成为主耶稣的样式，也不是凭着我们自己的努力，因为我们所有的努力只会把我们带到律法主义里面去，让我们成为远离神的骄傲的人。而且靠着自己的努力，我们永远也无法成为主耶稣的样式。神当然知道这一点了，所以他才说，你要安静，要放松，要认识他，要等候他。你靠着自己做不到的事情，圣灵可以带你做到。他的前提条件就是，你要先倒空自己，把自己的老我钉死在十字架上，求圣灵充满你，引导你。这个话说起来好像不那么实际，好像听了很多遍，可是呀，实际情况就是这么简单。是要我们信靠他，就像孩子信靠父母一样，我们信靠圣灵的引领，同样也需要这样的信心，相信神是信实的，相信神会兑现他说过的话，也相信靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做。其实不是我们做的，全部都是他做的。
There's a third thing that we should consider when it comes to this verse, not in the Bible, and here it is. Our strength is from the Lord. You know, it's been interesting as I've spoken with survivors in Texas and Florida after Harvey and Irma, or heard reports from brothers and sisters in Cuba after Irma, and in Mexico after the earthquakes. It's pretty amazing how the book of Psalms unite people in different lands and in different languages seeking their help from the Lord. Psalm 46 comes up so often. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Or there's Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God helps those who help themselves, just isn't helpful. When someone is going through immense suffering and the burdens are heavy, it makes it seem like they wouldn't be going through this if they had just been trying a little bit harder, and God must be waiting for them to get their act a little more together before he steps in to save. I am so thankful. Because of Jesus, we have free access to the throne of grace. And Jesus knows what we're going through. Hebrews 4:14 through 16 is so encouraging and so clear about where our ultimate source of strength is found. Here it is. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we don't have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we do have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. When we're at our wit's end, when our strength fails, when we can't take another step, well, that's when we know that God helps those who cannot help themselves. And he does that in Jesus. In Christ Jesus. He has saved those who cannot save themselves. He sanctifies us, making us new in himself, and he is our refuge and strength, lifting us up in our time of need. And it's all because of Jesus' love for us, his children. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
今天蓝天绿洲的全部节目内容了，非常谢谢你的收听，也希望在这个过程当中呢，我们能够更多的认识圣经，能够有一个分辨力，分别什么是真的出自圣经的，而什么话语是来自世界的。愿神祝福你，我们明天的同一时间在良友电台的 Haven Today 蓝天绿洲与你不见不散，拜拜。